This Monday morning on Wake Up With Hope, we will have an inspiring message from Voice of Prophecy, a delicious baked sweet potato enchiladas recipe from Gia, music,
and a powerful message from D. Casper of the Unseen Media Group. Stay with us.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for starting your week with us. We are delighted that you have chosen to start your week off with the hope of Jesus.
Yes, and now that it's the fall season, we have a delightfully versatile and perfect for the fall recipe to share with you today that is sure to become a staple in your home. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
Well, we can't wait to start our program this morning and share many, many things that are sure to be a blessing in your life.
On today's program, Voice of Prophecy joins us to share a devotional thought. Gia is back in the kitchen. And D. Casper shares a powerful message on overcoming the fear of failure.
But first, let's take a look back at what happened at this day in history.
On this day in history in 1944, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt is elected to an unprecedented fourth term in office. FDR remains the only president to have served more than two terms. Roosevelt rose above personal and political challenges to emerge as one of the nation's most revered and influential presidents. In 1921, at the age of 39, he contracted polio and thereafter was burdened with leg braces. Eventually, he was confined to a wheelchair. From the time he was first elected to the presidency in 1932 to mid-1945, when he died while in office, Roosevelt presided over two of the biggest crises in U.S. history, the Great Depression of the 1930s and World War II.
Do you ever feel like there are too many obstacles or too many shortcomings to accomplish all that you want to do? Do you feel like you'll never attain to all that you can be because of difficulties? Well, here we have an example of someone who rose above challenges. Mm-hmm. He was sick and even physically disabled. And yet Roosevelt was the president during two major crises. He stuck it through and was elected four times. You know, friends, as you face challenges today and tomorrow and the rest of your life, we encourage you to rise above the difficulties, rise above the obstacles, whatever they may be. There is one in heaven who has promised that through all these things, with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with Him. So whatever it is that you're going through right now, by the grace of God, you can do it. He has promised to strengthen you and encourage you.
Amen. Let's cling to that strength today.
Amen.
Let's play a guessing game.
All right.
What is orange?
Orange, okay.
Highly nutritious.
Uh-huh.
Has cancer-fighting and brain-boosting properties.
Okay.
And it's delicious. Any ideas?
An orange?
Close, but
what?
Not quite.
A sweet potato.
Yes! If yes. You guess sweet potatoes, you're right. Today, Gia and Olive join us to share a sweet potato enchilada recipe that will help you add this extremely versatile veggie to your diet.
How long will you make a sweet potato enchiladas? No, we're not. Yes, we are.
She's copying me. We are making sweet potato enchiladas, and it's going to be a little process, so you've got to bear with us, right? But I'm going to need all that in here, and we're going to start with the sweet potato. This dish is really delicious. It's derived from Minimalist Baker, so if you've never heard of her, she's got awesome recipes online. So we'll start with 3 cups of sweet potato, and you put 1 tablespoon of water, or you can add oil, whatever you like. And you have 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon of a good salt of any sort, like sea salt or Himalayan. Put it in there. And then I just toss it in the, just make sure that all the flavor's gone through, and put it on a baking tray. Make sure they're not touching each other on the baking tray. And you only cook it for about 15 to 20 minutes. And you allow it to sort of maybe caramelize a little bit. So I'm gonna put this in the oven. Great, so now I'm gonna make the filling. So the filling, well, that's part of the filling. I'm gonna use 2 cups of kale, with a little bit of water. You just have to steam it, but you need to make sure the colours stay vibrant. So you don't want it to go all yucky, and you want it to stay quite bright. I'm going to mix it around a bit and then I'll put the lid on it for a little bit. Yep. That's a special cheese. Don't cheat, okay? Okay, perfect. Now, using the same bowl, we put the rest of the filling in there. So it's one can of black beans, quarter of a cup of enchilada sauce, which you can get at any supermarket. Just check the label at the back. Make sure it's not one with lots of oils and all those chemicals and stuff in it. Now, I've bought a cheese here. It's a bio cheese, okay? So I got it from the section in the fridge at the supermarket where you have tofu and like just a few non-dairy, non-meat section. I do like a little bit of this bio cheese. It's a mozzarella bio cheese, but you can get different types. And I've already got the sweet potato, and I've actually added pumpkin to this one. Because at the supermarket, you can buy pumpkin already cut up in cubes. And I thought, you know what, make it easy. I'm just going to mix the two together. So I'm going to put that mixture in here. Okay, so mix that through. Okay, let's see how the kale's going. It's looking good. It still looks vibrant in colour. It's starting to soften up. All right. And there you've got it. You've got your filling for your enchiladas. And now for the rolling. This is one everyone is going to love. Who doesn't love baked tortillas? Like, yeah. So I'm going to put some of the enchilada sauce down the bottom. And I'm just going to throw that in there and make sure it's got some enchilada sauce on both sides. And I'm going to put some of the filling inside of that. I'm going to add some of the cheese on top. Your fingers will get messy. Don't worry about it. Get your kids to help you with this stuff. Like, it's so much fun getting your fingers all dirty and messy. Now, when you're rolling it, make sure when you put it at the end of the dish, right at the end, make sure the folded side is down. So when this is all done, when I've rolled about 10, you just squash these all the way through until you get about 10 there. I will put some enchilada sauce right down the middle and then I'll bake it in the oven. And once it's baked, we'll come back and have a look at what it looks like. So we're back with our enchiladas, baked enchiladas, sweet potato baked enchiladas. They are looking really delicious. This is the end result. Olive is actually decorating it with some fresh coriander leaves. I've made some guacamole cream, which you can find the recipe for on thetabletv.com or on our social media, The Table TV Show. So let me just pour some of this delicious, delicious cream on top. And if you've got some sunny sour cream, which we made with sunflower seeds, also you'll find that recipe on our website. We serve this individually. We chop up some jalapenos, put some jalapenos on top, some sour cream and some of the avocado cream. Okay, that is going to be amazing.
Have you ever been afraid to fail? Has the fear of failure held you back from doing things in life? Well, when we return, we have a powerful message from Dee Casper on overcoming the fear of failure.
And if you're enjoying today's show, don't forget to share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and keep up with us. Just simply type in Wake Up With Hope and you'll find us there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. We hope our program will be a lovely start to your week.
Do you ever feel like a failure? Have you ever wondered if your failures will keep God from taking you back? Dee Casper from the Unseen Media Group has a powerful message to share with you today.
Do you feel like a failure? Do you wonder if God will even take you back because you failed? I want to share something with you that's been a great blessing to me in my greatest moments of discouragement. In the Old Testament, there's a prophet named Elijah whom God uses in amazing ways and with great power. Probably the greatest way is when he literally calls down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel to prove that God alone is worthy of allegiance and worship. It rocks the nation, and even Ahab, the pagan king of Israel, is convicted and realizes that he's in the wrong. And it's at this moment, when Elijah seems to have the greatest potential in ministry, that he enters the darkest experience of his life.
Wow.
Word gets to Jezebel, Ahab's wife, and she issues a death decree for Elijah. Elijah hears of it, and he runs for his life. He's seized with depression, he forgets God, he loses his hold on God, and he literally wants to die. And at this stage, you would assume that God is going to wipe his hands of this guy and move on to someone else. But he doesn't. He literally sends an angel from heaven to minister to Elijah's needs to keep running from himself. And then when Elijah gets to Mount Horeb, God doesn't greet him with words of condemnation and shame. He asks him a simple, probing question. What are you doing here? I still need you. Go back. And Elijah does go back. And he ends up raising up Jehu and Elisha, who bring reform to the nation. And then his story ends in a way that none of us would expect. God literally sends a fiery chariot from heaven to take this guy home without ever tasting death. I don't know where you find yourself today, but here's what I do know. There's a God in heaven who knows no failure and who loves people who are filled with failure. And that even when we do fail and mess up, he loves us enough to chase us down and to ask us that question, what are you doing here? I haven't called you here, and I'm not giving up on you because you are here. I believe in you, and I need you. And I'm asking you to go back and trust that my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
What is happiness? This is happiness. That's the title of this lovely song that we're going to now share with you from the Neblett family.
Your voice, caring through your eyes, as you
Amen. What a blessing that was. That was beautiful. When we return, Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional message. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for staying with us. It's time for our devotional thought now, which will be brought to us by our friends at Voice of Prophecy.
How are you? How is your week going so far? Are you excited about the future and energized for the challenges ahead? Or are you withdrawn into your shell and barely holding on? If you are, you aren't alone. And God's Word has some encouragement to get you through this week. He has a plan of action to get you through this tough patch that you're in. And that plan of action might not be what you're expecting. Well, recently I sat down for my morning worship time and my heart felt particularly heavy. I was thinking and praying about a situation with one of my adult children. And as I opened my Bible to read, I felt heavy. The weight of the world seemed to be on my shoulders, and I didn't know what to do to fix it. By nature, I like to fix things, particularly when it comes to my children's problems. I typically tackle problems and stress with a pros and cons list and thinking and overthinking things until I figure out what I can do. Well, that morning, as I slid the ribbon marker out from between the pages of my Bible, I read God's recommended plan of action during times of trouble, and it didn't match mine. I turned to Psalm 46, and here is what I read. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. And so here the psalmist describes God's role in our times of trouble. He is our refuge and our strength. We don't have to fear when the earth quakes and the seas foam. Just as God protects his city, he protects his people. We don't have to fear because we serve a mighty God whose voice controls the world. He speaks and the earth melts. In times of stress and anxiety, that's our first plan of action. Don't fear. God is in control of the universe and he's in control of our situation. You know, that morning, much of my anxiety about my child's situation, it was fear-based. I was afraid of what was happening and what could happen in the future. Fear, setting it aside, that's our first step. You know, it isn't easy to let go of that fear, but God promises us that it's okay to do so. We're allowed to stop being afraid and to trust Him. And so, what's our second action step in God's plan for us during troubled times? It's nothing. That's right. Let's keep reading. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God. That's what God asks us to do. God's second plan of action is to literally do nothing and let Him lead in our lives, to be still and let Him take care of the situation. And so, in times of anxiety and stress, how do we do this? How are we still? Well, for one, we can stop agonizing over situations that we have no control over. Stop trying to fix things that we can't or shouldn't worry about or even be involved in. Letting go is being still. And we can also be still by praying and claiming God's promises in Scripture. In our stillness, He will work to help us. You know, Scripture is full of beautiful promises that God wants us to claim and pray back to Him. Promises that assure us that He doesn't want us trapped in trouble or pain or anxiety. He wants to help us. Stillness can mean reading verses like Psalm 46 and asking God to fulfill that promise in your life or the life of your loved one. And this is a beautiful promise from the book of Joel. It says, "The Lord says, I will give you back what you lost to the locusts." God sees the devastation that, figuratively, the locusts have in our lives. He sees the time lost with family because of sin and mistakes made. God sees the loss of trust, the loss of closeness in our lives and our relationships. God sees the pain caused by financial loss. He sees the scars left on our bodies from physical illness and injury. And God sees the damage that each of these figurative locusts has caused. And He promises to restore what we have lost. That promise in Joel is just one. Here's another promise from Isaiah chapter 61. "To all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair." That's Isaiah 61 verse 3. You know, Scripture is full of promises just like these. Search for these promises, mark them, and then pray them back to God. And in our stillness, we can let go of fear. We can trust that the God who created this entire world also loves each one of us. We're not very good at fixing the bigger problems in our lives. And yet God is perfectly equipped to fix the biggest of problems. Our action plan? To be still and know that God is God. Trust that He can fix your current problems, no matter how overwhelming they may seem. And then let Him. Well, I'm thankful to start this week with you, our Hope Channel family, once again. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Lord, many of us this morning find ourselves in a time of trouble. Seasons of pain, loss, financial struggle, illness, and worry. Father, we've tried to fix things ourselves, and we just end up stuck. Your action plan sounds so much better. Help us to first let go of fear, and next, to do nothing, and simply be still and know that You are in control, for You are God. Thank You for loving us, and please go with us every step of the way. Amen. Well, in the middle of troubles, Psalm 46 shows us God's plan to get us through our challenges. His plan is for us to simply be still and to trust Him. We can let go of the pressure to fix things ourselves and let God take over. He will take care of things so much better than we could ever ask or even think. And in that stillness, we can trust Him. He is good and He is faithful. His promises have shown that time after time. Well, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. And whatever this new week has in store for you, maybe you're in the middle of a struggle, that time of trouble. Even still, you can have hope in the midst of it. Invite God to go with you every step of the way. So thanks for joining me for a few minutes in God's Word, Words of Hope.
Thank you so much, Gene, for those inspiring words.
Amen. And I'm just as thankful that you joined us today to watch Wake Up with Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program or share with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And tomorrow we invite you to join us right here. Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and a special feature. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Amen. You know, those free Bible study guides have really helped people understand Scripture much, much more in a deeper way.
Amen.
It's been such a blessing. So again, that's hope.study. And before we go, we got a Bible promise to share with you. And today's Bible promise is found in the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 11.
And it says, "If they obey and serve Him, they will spend the rest of their days in prosperity and their years in contentment.
You know, friend, are you looking for prosperous days and happy years? Here's the key, and here's the answer: obedience and serving the Lord. You know, what an amazingly beautiful and rather simple promise.
Amen.
He has promised to be faithful, and his promises are true.
Absolutely. We hope that you were blessed by today's program. We can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, yes, Lord, our hearts are full today as we begin this day. We enter into our day with faith in you. We trust you. We know, Lord, that you have precious thoughts towards us. And as we put our faith in you, I know that those thoughts will be fulfilled in our life. So keep us faithful, Lord. Keep us close to you. Thank you so much for your promises. And we're going to take them into our day. In Jesus' name, amen.